Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Bachelorette After Show. Tonight, we were in the Bahamas. There was a lots of I love yous, a lot of tears, a lot of emotional men. We are here for it. We're going to spill the tea. Stay tuned right after this.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Come on, guys.
Baha Men.
I
love the group.
The Baha Men.
Yes. How do you guys not know? Okay, tell me if you know the song Hala by Baha Men, because they didn't, and that was their second most popular song.
And Silence from the Crowd.
Yeah.
Silence from the Crowd.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
You guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Oh my gosh, tonight was such a good episode. So excited to recap it with you guys. I'm your host, Christina, and joining me tonight are these two lovely ladies, Christine.
Hey guys, it's your own Christine.
And Renee.
Hey.
And Sterling's not here, but we miss you, Sterling. She's in Fiji, no big deal.
Yeah, so it's really unfortunate for her that she had to miss this for Fiji or whatever.
How rude.
Just like,
how rude.
Reschedule it.
And then, of course, in the booth we have Jeff.
What up, y'all? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, how's that? That's better.
Yeah.
I am very excited to talk about tonight's episode.
Wait, woo-woo. Guys, I just have to say something that just happened in the chat roll. First of all, we're all friends here, right? We obviously are doing the show every week. I feel like you guys, especially our chat roll community, I feel like you guys are family. And so anyways, we don't really talk about too much about our personal lives, right?
Mm-mm.
But I had a very insecure moment going on, and I was saying how I remember I was just so insecure about my hair today. People who are listening to the podcast don't care or don't see us. But anyway, someone said they loved my hair in the chat room. Oh, and it was the first thing. So thank you, Matt.
See?
We were just saying thumbs up for the beach waves.
Yes, the
anyways,
natural.
This is not about me, it's about Becca, but you just made my night, so thank you. All right, guys. Tonight's episode, what do you think? Initial thoughts, Christine?
Ooh, it was kind of boring just because I could kind of anticipate what was going to happen. But it was a good one. I'm so here for the Bahamas. Better scenery, better dates. So I was overall pleased, I would say.
Yeah, this episode didn't do it too much for me. I just think we finally got... Here's the thing. I loved Will's. I liked Leo, but we knew they weren't going to last that much longer, so I'm happy that that's out of the way. So now it gets down to, like, the final four. And I do think we got some good moments, like Colton's virgin moment, Becca being, like, super obsessed with Garrett. So there's definitely some good moments in this episode.
I thought this episode was great. I feel like we were waiting for it. I'm so happy we are out of Virginia, first of all.
And I lovers.
Think overall, for me, I was just so happy to see the guys really into Becca. And I feel like this was the first time where I was like, wow, like, they are all falling for her, and I really believe it for so many of them, where I feel like in past seasons, I'm, like, a little bit more skeptical. I'm like, is he really that into her? Like, is this going to last? But at this point, I could almost see Becca with all four of the remaining guys.
And I feel like that, too, only because she's now a lot more vocal about how she feels about
them. Totally.
Everything before was, like, I think she was just playing too coy, and now it's, like, it's very apparent who her real, real favorites are.
Yeah, the only one I can't see her with at this point is Colton. Yeah. Jason, Blake, and Garrett, I see chemistry, I see the connection, and I like all of them for her. Colton, there's just something super off with him that I don't like.
Jeff, what are your thoughts? Your initial thoughts on tonight's episode, and then I guess about Colton as well.
Yeah, I agree with you guys. I think these dudes aren't doing too well. I think we have a lot of dudes who are smitten with Becca. It almost feels, the dynamic feels more like The Bachelor. Does anyone feel that way?
In what way?
I just feel like these dudes are falling hard.
Yeah, I could see that.
And Becca is surprisingly, like, okay with letting dudes go. Like, Will's was really sad, and I feel like she was like, okay, bye. I don't know. I'll be interested to see what you guys think. I think Becca's rapport, it's not good or bad. It's just interesting and different from, I think, what we typically see from Bachelorette. But we can talk about that later. In terms of the Colton question, he does seem a little shady to me.
Oh, the fact that he just smiles through everything bothers me. I don't know.
Okay, so here's my thing with Colton. First of all, I was surprised that he got the first one-on-one date.
Mm-hmm.
And I think all the guys were kind of freaking out when Becca said there was going to be no rose ceremony. That, going into that week, knowing how much pressure it is that next week is hometown dates, and then finding out right off the bat there's not going to be a rose ceremony. So if you don't get a rose on a date, like, you're just gone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that's so scary. But the fact that she chose Colton first, I felt like was very telling. And I can't decide if I think Colton is shady because of what I'm seeing or just because of the whole Tia drama. And it's really hard because I think that's why. I don't think I've ever actually looked at Colton for Colton in this season. I think just in the back of my mind, I just think about Tia.
For me, it's the Tia thing mixed with the fact he never answers questions. Tonight, Becca gave him the opportunity to open up about why he did not have sex with his last serious girlfriend. And I quote, he said, "It was hard. It was a challenge," and he was referring to the relationship. He repeated both of those sentences twice and didn't answer anything personal about the relationship. He doesn't open up a lot. He smiles through everything. I don't think he's genuine. I think it's a red flag that he admitted to lying all the time in the locker room. And he said that's not who he is anymore. What if he's just a really good liar?
I don't think that's a red flag at all. I feel like if you're inexperienced and you're in a locker room where all these people are, like, talking up and everything, like, I could understand where you would be, like,
are
silent.
Making up stories out of thin air?
That's why I disagree, because immediately when I heard the whole locker room talk, it just made me think of, what was his name, Billy Bush or whoever that host was?
Billy Bush, yeah.
Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the whole locker room talk thing, like, that's to me, point. It was just like, I don't know, because then what lies were you telling? Were you making up things about other women? For me as a woman, I was like, no, that's okay. I would respect you more if you were comfortable enough in your manhood and where you were at to either abstain from the conversation or just not lie.
Like, yeah, talking, that's a valid point for sure.
We're not talking about a game of Never Have I Ever where he just lied and put down a finger.
Right.
Like, he was blatantly making up lies about his love life and sex life. And that to me is such a red flag, because if you were able to come up with all these stories and probably stick with them, considering he was on a team with these men for who knows how long, like, that's scary, and I wouldn't want to deal with someone who could lie that
much. He even said he didn't know who he was afterwards.
That
was like, okay, you even know how serious that was.
Agreed.
Yeah, no, I think you guys bring up that very valid points. I will say, though, I think this whole date was so completely edited, and even Becca called it out, saying that when she got up to leave, she just went to the bathroom.
Right.
So I think that Colin, although it doesn't seem like he's answering Becca, maybe there's just a lot more said than we're seeing.
I think that would have been juicy if there was more shown. I think he didn't give it. I think it was clearly edited when she left, but that's typical Bachelor fashion. It's not typical Bachelor fashion to leave out juicy, vulnerable moments, like why he didn't have sex with his ex-girlfriend. That, to me, wouldn't make sense for an edit.
One thing we did kind of talk about off-air was that maybe he was respecting the privacy of the person that he was with and not divulging too much more details than the ones we got tonight.
But there were no details!
I agree! But it's like, it could be Allie Raisman, it could be somebody else. So it's like, I can see why he's treading carefully about what he's going to reveal, because he's already so public that it could be traced back to her.
But at the same time, like, I'm sorry, but who are we as America to, like, know more details about his virginity lack thereof? Like, do you know what I mean?
But it's not us. It's Becca.
But when you're for Becca, he's already told her that he's a virgin. Like, why does he need to go into all the details? Do you know what
because
I mean?
Because she's going to maybe marry this guy, and he signed up to be on a TV show to fall in love and get to know someone on TV. That's part of the package. So when she's asking you why you didn't have sex with your ex-girlfriend or whatever, if it was serious and you were in love with her, you could give more than just saying, our relationship was hard, it was a challenge. You could say, oh, you know, we just didn't really move that fast yet. There's a lot of ways to nicely put it. He just simply didn't answer the question, and that is so shady.
I just think, I don't see it as shady. I think he could be shady. I don't see necessarily this whole conversation as shady. I think he's just insecure. And in the moment, he's probably, like, frazzled. He's, like, telling this woman who he knows is going to be on live national TV that he's a virgin. Like, that's an extremely uncomfortable moment. Jeff, what do you think?
Jeff?
Sorry, guys, say that again. I'm so sorry. I got pulled away for a second.
It's okay. What do you think about Colton and the conversation about him being a virgin?
Just how he completely
I agree with all you guys. I've been I can see both sides. Here's what I think it is. I think Colton doesn't know who he is.
Agreed.
And I feel like that's a huge red flag. Like, when I think about the maturity levels for all these guys, I think when I see Colton, I see, like, a high schooler or even, like, a college guy.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, when I look at Jason, I'm like, oh, an adult corporate banker. Whereas with Colton, I'm like, a former NFL player who's figuring out who he is.
Yeah, I feel you on that. And I agree with you, because even though even what he was saying tonight didn't add up, because he was saying he was proud that he's waited for this long, yet he wouldn't open up any details as to why. It was just vague. Everything was vague. I feel like everything with Colton, maybe it stems from an insecurity. Maybe it stems from him just being a little shady and us not knowing the truth behind Colton. But just something about him doesn't add up. And how are you supposed to get to know him enough to fall in love with him if he's not going to be completely vulnerable during the only process you have up until the point where you're proposed to?
I think also with something like virginity, just with where we are right now, I feel like it's, for someone his age to still be a virgin, it's going to raise eyebrows if you were to bring that up randomly in a bar. And I think with him, like, the fact that he said that he was waiting for the right heart, he was, like, saying, you know, I'm 26, it's not just going to be a one-night thing. He wants it to be special. It's, I think we're so used to either hearing, like, oh, it's because of my religion that I haven't done it yet, or, like, maybe a more concrete answer, which is why his vagueness and his lack of really fleshing it out is just raising red flags for you.
I also think there it's a double standard, because I think that women who've been on the show who say they're virgins, it's like, I just, you know, maybe I wasn't ready, or like they don't necessarily have to divulge all the details they're saying.
Not all the details, but when
I
someone...
I just feel like it's just as many details. And I do think the guy's reaction to Colton, and someone said this in the chat roll, the guy's reaction to Colton being a virgin kind of tells a lot, that I feel like that could have made him just as uncomfortable.
I think the reactions were even worse when Becca, when the girls were talking about Becca's age. I actually don't think the reactions were that bad in the house. My issue is I don't care about, I get, you know, when it's a guy, there's a double standard because with a girl, it's more accepting. I get that. But I don't think it played out like that in this episode. I just think it was, you don't have to get that personal to answer a question. And Colton has done this. It wasn't like a one-time thing. He's done this all season with any topic he doesn't want to answer. Like anything regarding Tia, and now anything regarding his past with why he hasn't lost his virginity, why he wasn't that intimate with his ex-girlfriend. Because it makes you wonder, how intimate were you? How serious of a relationship were you in with this only serious girlfriend you had? Because honestly, that is something to take into consideration when you're picking someone that's your husband. Have they even had a serious relationship at all? Was it that serious? Those are important questions to ask when you're choosing your life partner.
Yeah, no, I mean, I agree with you. I mean, I think Becca handled the situation well. I think...
you don't think about the fact that it was edited, maybe.
I'm thinking about the fact that it's edited based on what she said. If she really did just get up and leave when he said, I'm a virgin, that's like not handling it well.
Well, I say
that's extremely uncomfortable.
Because when I searched the hashtag before I saw that tweet from her, people were like, really, Becca? Like, really coming at her. Someone said, how do you have a tattoo of a cross on your wrist? But when someone tells you that they're a virgin, you walk away like, that's, it's hilarious. Shameful. It's a great tweet, by the way. But I mean, you think she handled it well?
If she didn't get up and leave, I think it's an uncomfortable situation. I think she was a little taken aback. I think the worst part is how this whole episode was produced. This whole date was produced, trying to make him feel so uncomfortable, trying to let the viewers know like this virginity thing is such a big deal. Do you know what I mean? I think it's messed up. So the whole date was like talking about aphrodisiacs and conscious and stuff like that. And then he has to go and tell her that he's a virgin. I don't know. I guess I just sympathize with him leading up to this point. Like, this is already a stressful environment to drop something like that as in, that he's probably already insecure about. And I think she was just obviously shocked, because I think she sees him and is just so infatuated with him and based so much on his appearance and sexuality. Like, I think she sees him as a sexual being.
That she's to find out like, he's not. Is
exactly.
Like, yeah. Well, not, but hasn't gone there
for
yet.
For sure.
Yeah, no, I will agree with you on that, because I felt like the moment in itself was big enough.
Yeah.
And I wanted to see that raw reaction without it having already been prompted all day long with talks about aphrodisiacs and things like that.
Totally.
Like, I think if they had just had a chill day, I think it honestly would have exposed more of whether or not they have good chemistry, because I feel like even the talking about sex, then they were making out almost the entire other date. Like, there was no conversation there. I think they could have done something else.
I'm going to throw a theory out there, and it's a bit of a reach, but I feel like I have to say it because our job is to explore every possibility. So if he is talking about Ali Raisman, one thing I will say is with Olympians, there's so much like agency that you don't have over your own body. So I don't know like what her nurses and her doctors were allowing, but like maybe there was something where literally, this is all conjecture, I don't know, but I just feel like it's worth exploring. Maybe she was literally like scientifically unallowed to have that explored.
Well, I mean, they say the same thing about boxers when they're like training hardcore, they abstain from sex because it builds up a certain amount of like drive and raw energy when you don't have that physical release. So I could see that. But we don't know that.
We don't know. And that would make sense if that's why he had no idea how the hell to answer that question.
Exactly.
For sure. Aside from that, no excuse in my opinion.
Yeah. All right. Can we move on from him?
Yes.
Because yes, please.
I feel like his virginity is none of my business. And none of ours, to be honest with you. Okay. So let's get into the second one-on-one date with Garrett. This date was so telling, in my opinion. Oh, to see sure. them together, I felt like Becca's eyes just lit up whenever she was around him. Just their chemistry. I mean, what did you think, Christine?
Yeah, they look so good together. They look like an adult, mature couple. That's the vibe that I get with them. Like, even though they do have a lot of fun and they're able to laugh, it just, you know, from their conversation and the things that they really relate on, having both been engaged and or married, I just feel like tonight was just made very clear that he is the front runner. Oh, like, yeah. The front runner. There aren't multiple. Like, it's just him.
Okay, yeah. So I felt like this up until Blake's date because just so confused by what she was saying. But on this date, it really, first of all, I think it's funny how he always talks about like adventure and how he's like so fun and outgoing because he seems like a fun, like likable guy, I guess. But like, I don't see him as like, oh my gosh, this guy is like a crazy adrenaline junkie. Like every single time I'm going to be with him, I'm going to have the best time ever. Like he seems like very like even keeled almost or like, I don't know. What do you?
He seems like he might like to, you know, go on a hike maybe twice a week, and then also like go swimming twice a week, like more like outdoorsy recreational things. I don't think like more of the thrill seeking thing that you're thinking.
So, because that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, I don't see you jumping out of this plane right now. Like I just don't see it. But I will say when they had their conversation and they were talking about their past relationships, I finally saw what makes Becca feel so comfortable. Gary, I think more than any of the other guys, is most experienced, feels more secure in his relationships and what he wants because he's been through something. He's already been married. I forgot about it until tonight. And Becca obviously was engaged. And I think that their hardships and their relationships is something that they could really relate to each other on.
Yeah, I really love how much he opens up. And I think, I mean, God, I wrote just Garrett equals winner on my notes because the way they communicate in like a fun way and then obviously in the more serious way at dinner, they just have something undeniable that I think everyone sees when they watch this. And it was so hard for me to leave that day thinking that the show still had more episodes.
Really?
Oh my God. Yeah. Like,
I mean, we all were like, okay, we see it.
Like that date really did it for me.
Jeff, what are your thoughts on Garrett?
Yeah. I mean, I think if we compare Garrett and Colton, they're kind of the opposite. I think Garrett's older than Becca. He's already been in a relationship. In fact, so much so that he's an ex. And I think the reason Becca reacted the way she did on Colton's date was because I think she feels a bit damaged by what happened with the Ari thing. So I think she's a little attracted to someone else who has a bit of a damaging past with relationships because there's some solace in that. And so for Garrett to be so, quote, like untouched and pure, I think freaks Becca out. Whereas that Garrett has this, I want to be respectful, but sort of this relationship stain, I think she really likes that because it's something they share.
You know, someone in the chat role, NR, said something that I really agree with. They said, what I don't like about Garrett is that he puts blame on Garrett's ex-wife, and he never says anything about what he could have done wrong in the relationship. And I think that's a really valid point because he is very negative about his ex-wife, and maybe he feels that way, and who knows. And we kind of see some spoilers from next week where his parents kind of feel the same way almost. But, you know, there's two people in a relationship and one person's not always to blame. So it would be interesting to see him say how he was at fault, too, or like what else he could have done to make the relationship better.
Yeah, because it does seem whenever he talks about it, it's more of what I did wrong was sticking around and trying as long as I
totally.
Did.
Like, I'm such a good guy.
I was fresh out of college. Yeah. I thought she wanted the world. Like, he set that whole story up.
Yeah.
I mean, it might be true. That might be how he sees it. I can't imagine getting married, like, straight out of college. But he's very much kind of playing the victim in that situation. Yeah. Where who knows what really happened.
And at the same time, if you also listen to his story, he said that, I mean, the problems that ended up having them break up is something that she presented from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Like, according to him, she was always a hothead. So how did he even find himself in such a deep relationship with someone that from the off the bat he was saying that she was a hothead, and like that was something he was already dealing with.
Well, he said that she was, and that he thought he could handle it.
You know what's interesting? Even him saying that, and what Becca said after, when she was saying, or I guess rather in her confessional, like she wants somebody who could challenge her and push her a little bit more. And it's interesting that Garrett's relationship, it seems like maybe his ex was somebody who might have challenged him or been a little hot blooded, and maybe he just couldn't get down with it. So I'm wondering, A, if he's non-confrontational, B, how he will deal with conflict when it comes to Becca. Is he going to play the same victim role? Like, you know, I don't know, like, it's really on her type thing? Or is he going to be able to meet her halfway? Because that's something that she brings up all the time, about going 50-50 with the guys
she brings
that,
that
she wants.
All the time.
Exactly.
Sure.
Yeah, and I think it says so much about how you speak about your exes, especially someone as significant as being an ex-wife. So it really does kind of worry me the way, even if she was the worst, mm-hmm. she could be the worst. She's still probably watching the show. So is America. And so the fact he's like constantly just calling her a hothead and talking about all her flaws. And now when he talks about that relationship, he's not talking about himself. He's talking about his ex-wife. And I feel like in other situations that we've had, aside from Will's was talking about getting cheated on. Was Will's the one that was cheated on? One of them was, and they admitted at dinner. I thought it was Will's. But when he was talking about that, he, like, stayed away from, he said the basics of the fact he was cheating and went back on to, like, what he learned from that experience. Garrett really hasn't done that, aside from being like, I learned that I need to watch out for red flags better.
That's true. Yeah. He could have admitted to his faults by saying what he learned, mm-hmm. versus like, oh, but you know, by the way, I also did the X, Y, and Z to her, because you still do want to put your best foot forward.
Yeah,
you're not trying to like air your dirty laundry to this person. Like, yeah, this is what you have to deal with too. But there's a tactfulness that could have been something he could have prepared for before this date.
I think too. Sorry to interrupt, Christina.
No.
I think like the one thing it might be is that I feel like he's dancing around the fact that he seems to have rushed into it. But right. That's definitely not something you want to say in a process where you choose.
Well, you're rushing into
it.
So I feel like he's avoiding that because he's like, you know, we went a little fast. You don't want to say that during a 5-week proposal
that's
show.
That's really funny. I think that's valid. Also, I think that he's a lot older than he was then.
For sure.
You know what I mean? He grew up and he probably realized.
How old is he now?
I think 29, right?
Is he only 29? He looks.
No, I'm pretty sure he's 29.
Sorry to our listeners. We really do know our stuff. We're just blanking right
okay,
now.
Okay, I want to get into Blake, because when I was watching Becca's reaction towards Garrett, I was like, okay, she is so into him right now. And Garrett finally told her that he's falling in love with her, but he didn't say, I love you. And then you see her date with Blake, and Blake tells her that he loves her.
In love, right?
In love with her.
There's so many levels. Yeah.
And
29, yeah.
Becca says, oh my gosh, like, can you say it again or something like that? And he's like, you know, I'm falling. And then Blake said all these like cute things. He said something along the lines of, falling in love is fun, but staying in love is even more fun. And like, she was like, will you say it again? He's like, I'm in love with you, Becca. And Becca then said something about how she feels the most strongly for him. And we were all taken aback. And I'm still shocked by it, but people in the chat roll are kind of making me see a little bit clearly. Chat roll, I love you guys.
What are they saying?
They're pretty much saying that, like, Becca is into Garrett more than Garrett is into Becca. And that Blake and Becca's relationship is the only relationship where it's 50-50. And I feel like that's maybe why she said, I feel most strongly for him. Because she knows Blake is 100% there. Where with Garrett and maybe some of the other guys, she still has her reservations.
Oh, really? I think that it was just a producer choice, because it's so clear that she is going to pick Garrett at this point that they threw that in to throw us through a loop.
I don't think it was that clear. My friend, who's never seen The Bachelor before, saw this date with Blake and texted me. And she was like, oh my gosh, who's this hottie? They're so in love.
Wait, you know did she watch Garrett's date?
No, she didn't. But it doesn't matter. She just saw Blake's date.
But for me, it's a matter of like comparing. I think no one compares to Garrett at this point. I think that they threw that in to trick us. Because even the date with Blake, they had so much fun dancing. Then they had that like deep conversation about, she straight up told him that she has a lot of feelings for a lot of guys there. She didn't tell that to Garrett. She made it very clear to Blake, like, there is competition, just so you remember.
Yes.
In that scene, she didn't do it to Garrett. I swear to God, they threw that in. First of all, it's VO. She didn't say the name Blake. We don't even know if that was said about Blake.
No, she did say the name Blake. And it was on camera.
It wasn't on camera. It was VO. I think she said, I feel the strongest about him. I don't remember if she said Blake or not. It might have been Blake, but either way, I'm positive it was off camera and it was VO. I think they threw that in to throw us off because it's so obvious at this point. That's my theory, that she wants to pick Garrett.
It's also interesting that she chose to tell Blake that, to remind him that there are other guys in the mix, when this whole episode, the guys started off the episode by saying, this is the first time we've seen Blake rattled. Like, he's not confident. I think he realizes there are other guys in this process. It's like, it's all just so coincidental.
Yeah, totally.
I was like, all right. But she pushed all the buttons this week that she needed to with each person.
Yeah.
I do think that, and the chat roll says a lot too, that Blake is probably the most inexperienced there, right? His only relationship lasted 2 months. I think that's a bit...
Really?
That was his only relationship? Mm-hmm. I don't remember that conversation.
I think that's a huge red flag for Becca.
100%. When was this? When did he talk about his relationship? And do we? Oh, is he the one that said, he said, I love you way too soon?
And there's so many guys. Yeah. So many
days. Yes, I think that was.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Wilson. Wow. No, okay. No,
that
was Blake.
I think that was Blake. I remember it now. He said, like, he said, I love you way too soon. And then she broke up with him out of the blue. Mm-hmm. He looked at her phone.
Oh, yeah, he saw the text.
Yeah. Oh, Blake. He's such a cutie. But that is a little bit
he
of
just
a
seems like he's just so ready to love. Like, yeah. He's just ready to pour it out there.
I really like him. I think he seems so sweet. I think he'll be a great bachelor.
I would love him as bachelor.
We all said that.
Yeah.
But after his date.
But I also do feel like he feels so young to me. I don't know if it's, like, maybe his childish smile or something like that. Or maybe it's like this innocence he carries with
him. He's kind of a puppy.
Yeah, I said this. I said he's a golden he's a human golden retriever. Even when he's sad, it's like, I'm just waiting for them to come home. You know, like, I'm waiting for my owners to come home. Like, that's the sad look on his face. And then when he's happy, it's like nonstop energy. I love it.
It's just not Becca, though.
Not I think he's a puppy now.
Even though he's great, I don't think it's exactly what Becca wants. I think Garrett is what Becca wants.
I agree with you. And you were saying this earlier, Jeff, that you think Blake might be a little bit too sensitive for Garrett. I mean, for Jeff, I know you were talking about how
I'm shipping Blake
we
and Garrett.
About the same
how Blake and Garrett would be good together if Blake wasn't too sensitive for Garrett.
Yeah, I think ultimately, but with Becca, I think there's plenty of women who Blake is like the ideal for, which is why I think he'll make a great bachelor. But I don't think, I think really Garrett's what she wants right now. A stable, steady guy with a traumatic relationship history. Yeah, I think that's her ideal.
He's slightly also a little emotional unavailable compared to Blake right now. So maybe that's why she still wants to pull more out of him.
People in the chat were all saying, wow, Blake's 28, but I thought he was 25. And I agree.
They're only a year apart then, because Garrett's 29.
Yeah.
I mean, that feels like a bigger age difference.
And so this is an interesting prediction. Rachel Han in the chat role said, where'd it go? She said, I lost it. Okay. Oh, my gosh. She deleted it. Rachel, it was so good.
What did you say?
I don't know why this comment was deleted in the chat role. I didn't even know you could do that. But she said that maybe the producers are trying to throw us off because in Bachelorette history, the Bachelorettes always choose the person that they gave the first impression rose to. And Becca gave it to Garrett. So they're saying that maybe they're trying to throw us off, like he'll choose Garrett, like she'll choose Garrett, but she'll really choose Blake.
I thought that
that was a great theory, by the way.
No, I remember when we first, in the very beginning, we talked about this, and I was like, the reason why they said all the girls were saying that everyone picked their first impression rose guy was because this season they weren't going to do that. But now I'm thinking they're absolutely going to do that after this date with Garrett. But who knows? I just think we can... Do we all think it's just going to go down to Garrett and Blake? Because at this point, I don't know. Jason could move forward, but I don't see Colton being top two.
I don't think after hometown dates, Colton can be top two. I don't know what's going to happen with Tia.
Oh, I know. Freaking Tia, man. I don't even...
I know. We have to save Tia drama for next week because I can't even...
Tia...
I think Colton might go further than we think, guys. I don't know why.
You think so?
No.
You think the BS stops
now. He is
now.
Out next week when this whole Tia BS
Wait,
comes
Jeff,
down.
I want to know your theory. Why?
I don't really have a good reason besides my gut, which I know isn't like a good host thing to say, but I would not be surprised if for some reason Colton's in the top two. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I think, but we'll see.
That's interesting.
I definitely don't see Jason being in it because I don't even know how he made it past tonight considering he didn't say that he's in love with her and Wills did and she still sent him home.
It's like Peter.
You know, I think that was really interesting because you saw Becca try and get those words out of Jason.
She was.
She was pulling for it. It was almost cringeworthy for me to watch because I was like, you've just had one date with this guy. You didn't know his name 2 weeks ago. And he's obviously... really into you. You guys have this great chemistry. Why can't you just let the relationship evolve the way it's going to evolve? Why are you trying to pull I love you from him? Because that's what she was trying to do.
Because it felt a little bit manipulative. And let me tell you why. She made it very clear to him that all the other guys were being very open about their feelings. Yeah. And, you know, I am not getting that from you. And then would stare at him and waited for this answer. And it was like, Becca, what are you doing? If he doesn't feel it, don't try to force it or get a lie out. And B, just like let the relationship evolve organically. That scene I hated, but
I think she was looking for, I think she really wanted him to say it so she could just wait between him and Will's and be like, all right, well, I like him more. Because now it looks so unbalanced, the fact that Jason didn't say it, Will did, and then she still chose Jason.
Can I just say the most relatable quote from this episode is when she's like, oh, I have two guys that I feel so strongly for. I feel so strongly for both of them. There's one who is all in. He's all here for me. And then the other one who I just don't know what it looks like. And I don't know if he's really for sure, like, loving me. And then she's like, which one do I pick? And it's like the one of uncertainty every woman ever, like, going after guys.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
I mean, but come on, like, there's no way she felt it more with Wills than she did Jason.
Oh, absolutely not. But I just want her to be fair, like.
But how is that fair? If Wills is saying that he's falling in love with her and wants to bring her home to his family, how is it fair if she feels it more with another guy? Like, why would you go to someone's family? Like, that's a big deal. You know what I mean? I feel like that would be so unfair to Wills.
Well, I agree with you there, but it just seemed like she wanted more of, like, the words, and she didn't get them. So
from Jason?
From Jason.
I think I don't believe that at all. You think that's why she chose him? Because it's like, oh, he's harder to get?
No, I think she wanted Jason to say it just so she felt a little bit better about the fact that she is sending home Wills, who felt that way.
Yeah.
I think she liked Jason more. That's not a question. It's just like, please don't make me look like a dick on TV and, like, pick
that's
the guy who's
not. That's the vibe that I got to. Yeah. That's literally how I read it. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see it like that either. I think just for her, she wanted to hear. And I don't know, maybe producers are like, you need to get these guys to, like, really say that word. We're at this point in the stage, you're going to meet their families, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't like her in that moment. That moment actually really bothered me.
It wasn't her best.
But I don't think, I didn't see it as, like, a don't make me look bad thing. I think it's more of, like, an insecure thing. Like, dude, like, I really want to keep you. Please give me something so I don't feel like I'm crazy. That's how I kind of saw it.
I think it was like a mix. Maybe not even look bad on TV. I think she just wanted the validation as opposed to him saying it because he meant it. That's what kind of
What's the point?
Because she wouldn't have tried to make, she tried empty to words force him cool. to say it. Yeah. Not mm-hmm. cool. Didn't we learn this from Jean Blanc?
Right? That's a good point.
That was ridiculous.
That's a great point.
What do you guys think about Will's crying? I was really surprised by that.
I think he was more so pissed off.
You think so?
I think when you get emotional sometimes, you're just, like, frustrated. Yeah, I saw it as frustration.
I cry out of frustration.
Me too, hands down. I'm never, like, that mad. I'm frustrated.
Yeah, totally. But,
oh, I think he was really heartbroken. Did you hear that speech he made saying that she made him believe in love again? Unless he was lying, he went on about he is in love with her, he hasn't felt this way, she gave him hope of in love again. Imagine, like, 20 minutes later she's like, bye.
I just don't believe it. I'm sorry, like,
really?
Yes, whenever I saw them, there was no part of me that, like, saw Becca give him the clues that she was in love with him. Like, they were just, like, chilling on the couch like they were old pals.
I know,
you know
guys
what I mean?
Like this, though. He's the kind of guy that, like, is really reserved and, like, doesn't like to show his emotions, but that's because they're all, like, bubbling underneath.
Yeah,
Chris was kind of the same way. So
Chris who?
Chris R.
Oh, wait, don't compare.
Please, Jeff.
Chris R.
Well, I'm not saying they're similar people. I'm just saying I think there's similarities in how they process their emotions, these really introverted dudes. I'm, like, more of a Blake, I'm going to be honest. If I was on this show, I'd probably act like him. But I think, like, Wills was really feeling it and just isn't the kind of guy
super
to really
reserved.
Share how he feels. Yeah, so
yeah,
I agree
with both. And I think it's a little bit of everything that we just said, because I do believe that he genuinely cared about her. I think they both knew, though, that it wasn't as strong as the other one. Similar with Leo, that situation. But I think Wills was just further along than Leo was on that spectrum.
Wait, I almost forgot about Leo. But the way he tried to eat her face on the beach made me so uncomfortable. First of all I saw was Fabio. Please, you guys, go back and watch it. Because with his hair and his jawline, I was like, oh my gosh, he's like modern day age. I hope he's on a romance novel next week. But he was just, it almost felt like too aggressive. Like, he was trying so hard, like way
so hard.
Too much.
Yeah, the end was coming. He was just trying to kiss and prolong it.
Yeah,
he knew it too. He sat down and was like, I know I don't have the same job with these other guys, but I'm adventurous. Please pick me. And it was just like, it's too late, buddy.
He's like, dude, not in the Bahamas. Like, I just want to stay here a little bit longer.
Yeah, that was really, the kissing was a little much. I mean, we were just kind of waiting for Leo to go home. He was the last one that like, I almost didn't care about the breakup. I cared way more about Will's breakup than I did about Leo's. Because I'm like, okay, we'll just get rid of Leo. Well, then Will's is left. But now I really care about the last four and how those relationships will end
or evolve or whatever.
I'm ready for the Tia drama. That's all I've been waiting for.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
I want to see it.
Okay. I just hate her. Sorry.
Before we get into predictions for next week, can we talk a little bit about our segment, about our little, our league?
Yeah, do you have it for us? Do you have it, huh?
Oh, I said, do you have any updates for us?
Do you actually have it on the computer?
I don't.
Okay, because I don't have
my computer. I think I'm winning right now. Because
why are you winning?
Because I'm going to be the winner. Because I have Garrett winning the whole thing, and I have Blake as the Bachelor.
Same.
Well,
so,
you copied me.
I did not copy you.
No, I'm kidding.
Wait, who did we have as our... Do you remember who your special...
Yes, I do. Mine was Jean Blanc. Who tried so hard. May he rest in peace.
Oh my gosh, I already forget.
He is in the Bachelor world.
Who was the
guy
on
the Bachelorette?
Went home because he was injured?
Chris.
No. The football player that went home to...
Clay.
Sorry. I had Clay who went home first.
Okay, so you're...
Did you have...
I don't remember. I'm trying to look back because I'm pretty sure I wrote it down.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I wish we...
I know I had Blake winning it.
Oh, someone in the chat room just said this, and I think it's so interesting. They said, okay, Blake and Garrett don't follow each other on Instagram. Do you think that means that they're the final two and they hate each other?
Yes, for sure.
Ooh.
I feel like that's grounds for hating each other if you're final two. And you know?
Here we go. Okay. Christine, your random was Chris.
Chris
and he went home last, I think, right? Between let's see, Jean Blanc.
More points.
No, Leo, sorry. Shirley Katz won this one.
Dang it.
And then we have next Bachelor. You picked so Christine's team with three E's picked
who did I pick?
David as the next Bachelor.
Who's David?
David the villain chicken.
Oh my God.
I was drunk when I made these picks. I'm sorry.
You and I picked Blake and Shirley Katz. Jeff does not think Garrett's going to win because he thinks he's going to be the Bachelor.
Do you want to take that?
I definitely want to take that.
Okay, so in my top three, oh my God, I had David in my top three. Garrett, Blake, and David. LOL, that's gone. And then Clay and Jason. So at least I had, not Clay, Colton and Jason. So at least I have Colton, Jason, Garrett, and Blake in there. You have Blake as the winner, okay. Then Colton as a runner-up, then Garrett, then Wills, then David.
I gave people a lot of credit. I was kind of okay, though. Blake, Colton, Garrett.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad.
And then Christina, you have Garrett as the winner.
Okay.
Colton as a runner-up.
Okay.
Who's Ryan?
Wait, what? I have no idea who Ryan is.
I think we all thought we did better than we did. He's the ukulele guy, or not the ukulele guy. The, ukulele, right?
Cincinnati long hair.
What?
I truly have no idea who he is.
No, Ryan's the one that was the really skinny guy that was on After the Final Rose with the little guitar, the little ukulele.
I'm about to look him up right now.
Anyways, so Ryan's gone, and then you have Blake. Good job. And then Wills.
Oh, yeah, Ryan.
Let's see.
I don't know who he is. I think you put that
in
there for
Jeff,
me.
And Jeff, you have Blake winning, then Colton as number two, number three, Connor.
Oh, Connor was the bully.
Then you have David and Garrett. Garrett's your number five, by the way. And listeners, this is in order. wow, we have a lot to add up and do math and all that. But I don't think any of us are doing that great.
I feel so bad that I cannot for the life of me remember who Ryan is.
I thought he was your top three. That kills me.
That is really funny. I need to go back and watch the first episode and think like why I would ever think that.
Wait, I remember who he is though. You don't remember the guy that was on After the Final Rose? He had like dark brown hair. He sang to her. He was really awkward, really skinny, and he sang to her with a little ukulele.
This is awkward, very skinny, like ukulele. This does not sound like someone I would choose.
Well, you're like, that's going to be top three.
Oh, my gosh,
you thought
guys.
It was a dark horse.
Oh, my gosh. So funny, guys. Okay, I have to go back and watch it because clearly everyone knows who he is but
that is
me.
So funny. I thought we all had it almost right. Yeah. I forgot that we definitely didn't. David in the top three. Oh, my God.
Okay, can we talk about predictions for next week because we have to wrap up. But real quickly, I want to talk about Tia for a second because I'm so excited to see what goes down next week's episode. I feel like we'll get so much clarity. But my number one question is, why is Becca with these girls? Like, they are not her BFFs.
No.
Like, why is she with them? Like, where are they? Who lives in Los Angeles? Like, I'm so confused. Why are they all together?
Well, Kendall does. Becca does. Lives. She does, right? But I mean, she's from Fresno.
Which one of the guys lives in Los Angeles?
What?
Well, don't they come back? No, they don't.
No, they all go
home.
They
probably set up a scene where they're talking about how the hometowns went just so they could throw in the Tia drama. I think Tia is going to be like, it makes me feel sick because we had something special, even though supposedly it was for one weekend and all we did was make out. And then Colton's going to stay, though, because he's got to keep up the act. I think she's going to send him home that episode, but I don't think he's going to leave with Tia. Because I think they would have shown that more in the promo, but who knows? I don't know. What do you think?
Well, no, because Tia's going to be on Bachelor in Paradise, so maybe they don't want to ship them yet.
True.
Until later, which I do want to talk. I don't know if we have time tonight, but I'm excited because that's going to start soon. But yeah,
and Bachelor in Paradise, guys, we will be here every Tuesday talking about it, so yeah. Stay tuned for that. Okay, but I guess we'll have to just get into it next week because we have to wrap up.
Yeah,
but
can guys, I throw next one week, quick thing before you wrap, Christina?
You can throw in like two or three good
I'll
things.
Keep it quick. Here's what I want to leave with. I think this is a hot take, and I don't know if it'll be popularly received, but
okay.
Becca did some stuff this episode, which made me think she's sort of viewing this process as entirely about her, which on one hand, it is. She had her heart stabbed and stomped on national TV, but I think there's a lot of times I'm looking at her thinking every decision she makes is completely revolving around her own happiness. Like, the way she handled Will's dismissal felt so, I don't know. I wonder if anyone is vibing with what I'm saying, but like, when she gets up and leaves all the time, I'm like, it feels like everything she's processing is purely about her own journey.
Is her journey. And secondly, if you're not that into someone and they're really into you, it's very awkward and hard to be as of like emotional and like touchy and all that with someone when you know they're like all in for you and you're not feeling it kind of makes you back up and it's awkward.
Well, yeah, because when we were watching it, Jeff, you were saying during Will's goodbye with Becca that like, oh, he's probably hating this right now, like no guy wants that. So is that where your perspective is coming from, because you didn't like the way she broke up with him? Because she did say like, I know you're gonna find your person and yeah. I'm so sorry. She could have just been like, bye. Like,
yeah, Jeff, I'm a little confused because I didn't see that. I think she handled it as best as she could. Like, what else is she supposed to, like, sit there and start crying? You know what I mean?
Breakup
like,
he also didn't say anything.
Yeah,
like, he didn't say one word. Like, I know, maybe we weren't there. He was just silent.
I feel like she did a lot of talking and tried to console him the best that she could. I guess, besides the whole Wills thing, where else do you see that? Because I'd love to learn. You know?
I just think I'll see, and it, granted, it's probably because of where she is emotionally, but I'll see a lot of moments where she feels very, very betrayed, understandably. But I think she's in such a sensitive place that she maybe is having trouble empathizing with the other half of the journey. I just see it here and there.
Okay.
And I don't know. I'll be interested if anyone in the comments is vibing or if I'm totally off here. It's just, maybe I'm just siding with the guys because I am one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, that's why we appreciate your perspective.
Yes. But I do think that. Well, it's interesting because I guess her conversation with Blake was really just kind of supporting herself in reality. But
yeah.
I do think she did try to like explain to Blake like how she's feeling to help him out. Do you know what I mean? To be like, just so you know, there are more relationships, like you need to know about that. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like that was her trying to be a little bit more sensitive to the other guys.
Agreed. Because you can't validate everyone. There's right. only one winner.
Because then you look like Ari.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
But
Yeah, I mean, I think it might be a hot take. Like, I don't
yeah.
I'll just...
No,
it's,
I mean,
it's a hot one.
I could see it. I don't necessarily, like, love Becca or love the way she handles everything. But at the end of the day, like, I think you need to be selfish if you're in this position because you need to do what's best for you. And if she's taking this really seriously, which she should be, and she really wants to find someone she's going to spend the rest of her life with, like, I'm sorry, but, like, at the end of the day, like, you have to think about you and the person that you want to be with. And it's unfortunate because you have to break other people's hearts regardless.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like if you're not a little bit selfish and like knowing exactly what you want, then you could end up making a mistake.
Especially after last season.
Totally.
She's handling herself well. I'll be curious to see if anyone's vibing a bit.
Okay, hold on. Let me try and see if anyone's vibing with you. Sorry, we got nothing
Person
yet.
1, 2, 3 is not, which is totally fine. We'll see. I think maybe in the comments down below
yeah,
too.
But person 1, 2, 3 is respectful.
Yeah, we can definitely.
Well, we can let this week play out.
Yeah,
know?
For sure. Leave
comments.
A comment below.
Yes,
let us know
definitely.
If you agree with Jeff, and then we can go over it like next week and figure it out.
Yeah. Guys,
iTunes cool. listeners, that includes you too.
Yeah, y'all better show up for next week because it's going to be a good one. I am so excited.
Same.
All right, guys, I guess it's time to wrap.
Yeah.
Let's do this. You guys, thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow me across social media at Miss Zias. And Christine, where can they follow you?
You guys can find me all over social media at Christine Dean with three E's.
And you guys can follow me at Renee Ariel and follow my blog, sextingandthecity.com.
And Jeff?
You guys can follow me on Twitter, Jeffrey C. Graham.
And always, you guys, the conversation is always open. Follow us all on social media. Talk about The Bachelorette there. It just doesn't end on Monday nights. All right, guys. See you later.
Bye.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion. Rose TV. And from executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.